जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ त्रिवर दारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर दारी जसोदा नंदन ब्रज चन रंजना जसोर नंदन ब्रज चन रंजना जामुना से रावण चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर दारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर दारी तोरा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजना जसोर नंदन ब्रज जन रंजना जामुना तेरा जमुना तेरा नारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर दारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर दारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जाऊं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज कृष्ण अष्टोत्तर शेषमात अभय चरणारविंद भक्तिग्रंथ स्वामी महाराज शिल्प उभार की जाए। Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Paribrajaka Charja Stotar Tashishimat Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai Anantapuri Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Kandi Viti Samstabakacharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopinath Shama Kunda Radha Kundagiri Govardhan Ki Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Shri Mayapunabhari Dham Ki Jai Ganga Maya Jamuna Maya Ki Jai Shri Mari Tosi Devi Ki Jai Shri Mari Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Shri La Prabhupada Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Giridhari Ki Jai Jagannath Balli Subhadra Ki Jai Shishi Gornitai ki jai, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Harinam Sankirtan Yajna ki jai, Srila Prabhupada's Transcendental Book Distribution ki jai, Samveda Bhaktavinda ki jai, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Shishi Guru in Gauranga. So, how are you, Kamalasa? So, today is the appearance day of Lord Shri Krishna. Today is the appearance day of Lord Krishna. And in Juhu, we were, every day there was a different class on a different pastime of Lord Krishna. So I chose to speak about the Lord Brahma stealing the calves and the boys. And the reason for that is that this chapter has a big significance for the devotees of ISKCON. As we all know, Srila Prabhupada was very working very hard to complete Srimad Bhagavatam. But at one point his health was not very good, so he stopped translating Srimad Bhagavatam and translated the Krishna book. The Bhagavatam is verse by verse translation, but the Krishna book is also the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam in its complete form. So, Srila Prabhupada finished the Krishna book and then he went back to translating Srimad Bhagavatam. Because, as he used to say, I am an old man, I could die at any moment. And sure enough, before Srila Prabhupada could complete the Srimad Bhagavatam, he left this world. And the last chapter that he translated was this 13th chapter from the 10th canto.
So,
So this chapter has a great significance because although Srila Prabhupada was very sick, he wasn't able to get up from the bed and he wasn't eating anything, but still he was translating. And what he was translating was this last chapter, the 13th chapter, entitled Lord Brahma Steals the Calves and the Boys. So that's all right? Okay, good. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So in the last chapter, the chapter before this, the 12th chapter, Maharaj Parikshit asked a question to Shukadeva Goswami. In the 12th chapter, it describes how Lord Krishna killed Agasur. Lord Krishna and his coward boyfriends were playing and they came upon this huge snake with his mouth wide open. And all the cowherd boys went inside the mouth of the snake. And Lord Krishna saved his friends by also entering and killing the Agasur demon. So at the end of the chapter, Shukadeva Goswami mentioned that after 1 year, the incident of Agasur was told by the cowherd boys to their parents. So Maharaj Parikshit inquired from Shukadeva Goswami, why was it that they mentioned only after 1 year about the killing of Agasura demon? So that's where this chapter starts, and Shukadeva Goswami explains that your question is very enlivening, because I can understand by your question that you are feeling these topics to be newer and newer. The speaker Shukadeva Goswami was actually just going to go on to the next topic after mentioning that. He wasn't really going to go so deeply into that, but because of the question, it's actually a very confidential pastime, but because of the question of Maharaj Parikshit, he began to explain this Brahma Vimohan Lila.
So ये प्रश्न पूछे इसलिए ये लीला वर्णन किए हैं। तो ये जो लीला है वो रसिक लीला है, ये दोनों ही मोह लीला है।
Actually, the Shukadeva Goswami explained that the Paramahamsa devotees of the Lord, they're simply accepted in the core of their hearts the Supreme Lord, and they become very enlivened to hear about the pastimes of the Lord, even though they may have heard them again and again. Still, they're very much enlivened by that.
भगवान के परम भक्त होते हैं, भले ही उस लीला को पहले श्रवण कर चुके हैं, लेकिन बार बार उनको श्रवण करने का उनके अंदर उत्सुकता रहती है।
They only like to talk about Krishna. They don't like to talk about other things.
केवल कृष्ण के बारे में ही सुनना चाहते हैं, कहीं कोई और नहीं जिसके बारे में श्रवण करना नहीं चाहते।
And just they're so attached to hearing these things. Just like materialists are attached to hear about women and sex life. The persons who are in the bodily concept of life, materialists, they're very anxious to hear about mundane subject matters. They're interested to talk about mundane subject matters like women, movie stars, TV, video. These things are very attractive to them. So their topics are women and money. They never get tired of making money or talking about making money.
So, kabhi bhi dhan ke sanarthan ke bare mein ya dhan ke bare mein baat karne mein koi chukte nahi.
There's a whole TV channel, right? What is it called? Some economic CNBC or something. It's a commercial channel, right? They have the stock market scrolling on the bottom, what the share prices are every moment, right? And I see some business people have that on in their office 24 hours. They're just looking at it, share. Watching every moment how their money's going up or their money's going down. So we can understand that they are interested in this topic of money. And if we request them, my dear sir, you're a very nice person, very pious person, right? And we request you to please chant the holy name of Krishna. And they will reply, "Oh, I have no time." Actually, they have time, but they have no interest. Their interest is diverted towards women and money. Because they don't understand that they're not this body, that they're the eternal spirit soul.
Because
So the problem with this consciousness is that one who is only concerned with the body, the bodily necessities, and earning money, and maintaining family members, they're always fearful. So such persons are, they're not very much interested to hear these topics about Lord Krishna. They kind of feel that, they sort of feel that, oh, I heard that. You know, sometimes they say, oh, Swamiji, Krishna's in our heart. We don't need to talk about Krishna. I'm from Mathura, so we know everything about Krishna. It means that they're not interested to hear about Krishna. Like Maharaj Parikshit was interested. In a way, Shukadeva Goswami explains to Maharaj Parikshit that these topics about Krishna are very confidential and an ordinary person cannot understand them. And Shukadeva Goswami says that even though these topics are very confidential and very difficult to understand, it's the duty of the spiritual master to explain them to the submissive disciple. So Krishna was concerned that the boys had, you know, just almost, of course they weren't in danger because Krishna was there, but there was a big snake and so much, they killed the snake and so much excitement, right? So Krishna wanted to calm the boys down. So he brought them to the bank of Jamuna. So Krishna explained to the cowherd boys, just see this nice place here on the bank of the Jamuna. There's nice birds that are chirping, kokil and moor and cuckoos. They're nice birds, and there's white sand, very soft sand here, and we can take shelter of the hot sun under the nice trees that are here, Krishna explained to the cowherd boy. So, Srila Prabhupada explains that 500 years ago, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Vrindavan, that was the situation. And when the six Goswamis lived in Vrindavan, that was the situation. Vrindavan was on the bank of the Jamuna, and there were nice birds and trees everywhere. And Prabhupada also mentions that Krishna Balaram Mandir, you know, even now if you go to Krishna Balaram Mandir, you can hear the peacocks and the kokils, what they call the cuckoos, and the different kinds of chirping birds, and it's a very pleasant atmosphere.
So Prabhupada is going to say that if you go to Krishna Balaram Mandir, آپ کو یہ جو کوئل کی آواز یا مور کی آواز اتنا ہی پڑتے ہیں.
You know, when Srila Prabhupada first got the land, was donated by Gita Bhai Sharaf, and that area of Ramanretti was not very much developed. Nobody really went there to that Ramanretti. It was only fields and a few ashrams and lots of birds and peacocks were playing in that area. And if you wanted to get a rickshaw to Ramanretti, no rickshaw driver wanted to take you there because then he couldn't get a ride, a fare back to Vrindavan. And he didn't want to go. And if you were in Krishna Balaram Mandir in those days, and you wanted to go to Loy Bazaar, you couldn't get her. There were no rickshaws there. You had to go by walk. It was very out. But things have changed. And now it's very developed. And the only thing you hear is the horns honking. And the shops across the street, they're 24 hours playing the audio CDs. And there's only rickshaws now in front. And the Delhiwalas that come from Delhi. With a big traffic jam in front of the temple. So if you want to appreciate the quietness of Vrindavan, it's difficult in Krishna Balaram Mandir today. The way to visit that quiet place is by hearing the pastimes from Srimad Bhagavatam. So Krishna tells the cowherd boys that this is a nice place that we can have our lunch, and nearby is the Jamuna. So the cows, the calves, can drink the nice water from the Jamuna, and we can sit here and have our lunch. And after all, it's getting late. The sun is high in the sky. So the cowherd boys, they allow the calves to drink the crystal clear water of the Jamuna, and then they tied them up to the trees nearby and let them eat the nice green soft grasses. And the cowherd boys began to collect various flowers and leaves and the bark from the trees, and they used it as plates, and then they began to open their lunches and put it on the plates. And they sat down with Krishna, and Krishna was in the center, And all the cowherd boys sat around him. It describes that Sukadeva Goswami describes that Krishna was like the center of a lotus flower, and all the cowherd boys were like petals around him. So in this way, they were enjoying their lunch with Lord Krishna. And they were eating, laughing and joking. One cowherd boy, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, explains that he took a samosa and he took the potato filling out of the samosa and he stuffed it with jasmine flowers and then he gave it to another cowherd boy to eat. So the other cowherd boy began to eat it, and then he tasted the bitter taste of the flowers. And he made a funny face, and then he ran after that boy to beat him. And all the other boys and Krishna laughed. So they were tasting various things, and they would eat something, they thought it was nice, they would give it to Krishna, he would eat it, and this way they were laughing. So Krishna is known as Yajnabhuk. He's the enjoyer of all the Vedic sacrifices. He enjoys the oblations that are offered into the fire by the expert brahmana. And the ghee and the grains that are offered into the sacrificial fire. Krishna is known as Yajnabhuk, the one who enjoys this. That same person is now sitting in the form of a small boy with his flute tucked into his belt and his bugle horn tucked in on the other side and his stick for controlling cows also tucked in there, sitting down there, eating with his other friends and laughing and enjoying. And each one of the cowherd boys was thinking that Krishna was directly looking at them. So Krishna's yoga maya is such that all the cowherd boys thought that Krishna was interacting with them. And he was laughing and joking and sometimes criticizing there with the boys. So there was a bumblebee. The bumblebee was flying around Krishna's face. And Krishna told the bumblebee, why don't you go take a drink of Madhu Mangal's face? Krishna had one Brahmin friend. They were all Vaishyas, but he had one Brahmin friend named Madhu Mangal. And Madhu Mangal, he was very fond of ladus. But when Krishna told him, when Krishna told the bumblebee to go bother Madhu Mangal, then Madhu Mangal said, hey, don't send them over to me. And Madhu Mangal told the bumblebee, he said, hey, if you bite me, you'll be guilty of killing a Brahmin. And when Madhu Mangal said like that, all the cowherd boys in Krishna laughed. So Krishna, the cowherd boys, they only knew Krishna in their heart, only with Krishna. And they were sitting with Krishna. And while they were sitting there, they noticed that the calves went further and further into the forest to eat the grass.
So Krishna ke alawa baal baalon ko kuch aur nahi maalum tha, iske sath mein baithe the aur is prakar aanand le rahe the. Unhone aisa dhyan diya ki unke jo bachre hain wo ghaas charan karne ke liye unse dur chale gaye.
So when Krishna saw that the cowherd boys were becoming fearful due to the calves being gone, he said, don't worry, you keep eating your lunch and I'll go bring the calves back.
So Krishna
So Srila Prabhupada comments that in the material world everyone is fearful, but those who are Krishna conscious, those who are with Krishna, they never have to fear.
So
So there's one nice shloka that Srila Prabhupada refers to, and this is actually a prayer by Lord Brahma to Krishna in the next chapter. And I just thought I'd read that. It's a very famous shloka that Srila Prabhupada many times quotes. Samasritaye padapallava plavam mahatpadam punya yasho marade Bhavam Bunir Vatsa Padam 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 Yadvi Padam Natesham. So Krishna, this is Lord Brahma, explains that for those who have taken shelter of Murari, this material world, they don't have to fear anything in this material world, because the material world becomes just like the water contained in the footprint of a calf, and they can easily cross over it.
तो इस प्रसंग में प्रभुपाद जी एक श्लोक को कोट करते हैं अपनी तात्पर्य में, जो अत्यंत है अगले अध्याय में ब्रह्मा जी प्रार्थनाओं से उद्धृत है. इस श्लोक के अंदर कहा गया है कि जो भगवान का चरण लेता है तो उनको ये भव सागर को पार करने में कोई कठिनाई नहीं होती, पद के समान ये पूरा भव सागर हो जाता है जिसको पार करते हैं.
And they're concerned with taking shelter of the Supreme Lord, and they're not at all attracted in this place where there's danger at every step. So Krishna immediately got up, and he still had a lump of rice and yogurt and fruit in his left hand, and he was eating like this, and he walked off by himself to get the calf.
तो कृष्ण ने आश्वासन किया मैं सज्जनों को लेके आऊंगा। तो कृष्ण गए होंगे, उन्हें गाय हाथ में दही चावल और कुछ फल थे, तो वो हाथ में लेके कृष्ण उसके सज्जनों को देखभाल करने के लिए गए।
So Lord Brahma had been observing Lord Krishna's activities along with the demigods and how he had killed Agasur demon, and now he was sitting and playing with his cowherd boyfriend.
So Brahma ji and the devatas ke saath ek Krishna ram ko sare Krishna ko darshan kar rahe the, tumne dekha ki prakar Agasur ko avat kiya, baad mein sare gwal walon ke beech mein baith ke is prakar se jeela kar rahe hain.
So he, when Krishna got up to look for the calves, Lord Brahma took all the calves and the cowherd boys and took them away.
So jab Krishna bachchon ko bhoolne ke liye gaye, Brahma ji ne sare bachre aur gwal ko zaroor utla
liye. So Lord Brahma was thinking that he would just test his own mystic potencies on Krishna.
So Brahma ji thought that he will try to see his yoga skills on Krishna.
He thought that what Krishna would think, he would see.
So he thought that Krishna would think, what will he do? What will he do? I will do this kind of work. So he wanted
to see. What he didn't know was that by doing this, he had become entangled. And by showing his own mystic powers, right, which could never affect Krishna, therefore he would himself be mystified.
So Brahma ji ko ye maan nahi tha ki unki yoga shikya ke dwara Krishna ko vimorit karne ka prayas kar rahe the, lekin ye baat nahi malum tha ki Krishna ke upar zara sa bhi yoga shikya kaarya karne wala nahi hai, balki ulta bhay vimorit ho jayenge.
So Krishna didn't find the calves, and when he came back to the spot where they were, the boys were also gone.
So Krishna ko koi bachre nahi mile, jab wapas jab bachre Krishna aaye to idhar unhone dekha idhar gwal wale nahi the.
But Krishna, he knew all along, he knew right from the very beginning that Brahma had taken the calves. Even before he got up, he knew everything.
विष्णु को सब कुछ मालूम है, दर्शनों को ढूंढने के लिए जब निकल रहे हो पर ही उनको मालूम था कि ब्रह्मा ने मतलब चुरा लिया था।
It's not that Krishna was for even a second bewildered.
तो ये क्षण के लिए कृष्ण विमोहित नहीं थे।
He knew it was the work of Brahma.
उनको मालूम था कि ये जो है ये कार्य ब्रह्मा जी का कार्य
है। And then he thought, well, it's getting late. We have to go back to the village, back to Vrindavan. But how can I go back without those boys and the calves? What will their mother say?
Krishna sochta ki mujhe to wapas jana hai Vrindavan, lekin bachche nahi hai, gwal wal nahi hai, lekin unki mata kya mother ka mujhe kya kahenge?
So Krishna immediately, for the pleasure of all the cows and the elderly gopis in Vrindavan, he expanded himself into all the calves and all the cowherd boys. So Brahma, he wanted to bewilder Krishna by taking the calves and the cowherd boys, but Krishna wasn't bewildered. He knew what happened, and he immediately expanded himself to look exactly like, you know, he had thousands of friends, but he expanded himself to look like each and every boy with their exact face, their exact clothes and their ornaments and their exact way of speaking, talking and looking.
So Bhagwan Sri Krishna ko vimohit karne ka Brahma ji ne prayas kiya, lekin Krishna ko vimohit nahi hue aur swayam
So
जिस प्रकार के आभूषणों को जान जान कहते हैं, बिल्कुल उसी प्रकार कृष्ण अपने आप को विस्तार किए।
तो कृष्ण By his Vasudeva expansions, he became all the calves and all the cowherd boys, and they went back to Vrindavan, led by Krishna into the village of Vrindavan.
Krishna ne Vasudeva vistar ke dwara sare patre aur gwal gwal ko dharan kiye, aur Krishna unhi ke vistar jo gwal gwal patre ke roop mein un sab ko saath mein lete hue Vrindavan pahunche.
So when Krishna, along with his expansions of the calves and the cowherd boys, even Sudama, Subal, Sridham, the calves went to the different goshalas where they belong, and the cowherd boys went to their homes. Now everybody in Vrindavan has more attraction for Krishna than they do even their own family members.
So Vrindavan mein aisa hai ki jo Krishna ki aasakti hai, attraction hai, wo apne parivar walon ke prati jo aasakti hai, usse adhik hai.
But when Krishna, in the form of the different cowherd boys and the calves, went into the homes and the cow sheds, the cows had more attraction for their calves.
तो जैसे कृष्ण का ही विस्तार अभी बार बार बदले ग्रुप के आते अपने घरों में गए, तो ऐसा प्रतीक हुआ कि गाय जो है अपने बछड़ों के प्रति ज्यादा आकर्षित होने लगी।
And the cows began to lick the bodies of their calves again and again and feed them from their milk bags.
तो गाय जो है अपने बछड़ों को बार बार प्रेम से चाटने लगी और उनको दूध पिलाने लगी।
And the elderly gopis took their children on their laps and began to feed them with their breast milk. And they bathed their children and dressed them nicely and anointed them with tilak made from cow's urine and put fresh clothes on them and ornaments. So because the gopis, they were naturally attracted by Lord Krishna very much. They wanted to have Krishna as their child. They saw that Yashoda was feeding Krishna and Yashoda was taking care of Krishna, and they thought, oh, we would also like to do that.
क्योंकि ये जो गोपियों को स्वाभाविक आकर्षण था कृष्ण के प्रति, जब वो देख रहे थे कि यशोदा कृष्ण को खिला रही है, वो सेवा में सेवा कर रही है, उनको नहला रही है, तो कहते हैं कि इच्छा थी कि हमको भी कृष्ण को दूध पिलाना है, हमको भी इनको नहलाना है, सेवा करना है, ऐसी उनके अंदर इच्छा थी।
सो जस्ट टू फुलफिल द डिजायर कृष्णा बिकेम लाइक द सेम फॉर्म एज देयर सन एंड एक्सेप्टेड देयर लव And he drank their milk just like it was nectar. So each day Krishna was going out with cowherd boys and enjoying very nicely, and at night come back and the calves would be taken care of by the cows, and the elderly gopis would take care of their sons that were actually Krishna. Before they had some distinction, their own son and Krishna, and they actually had more attraction for Krishna than they even had for their own sons. But now that Krishna had become their son, there was no distinction between their attraction for Krishna and their attraction for their own son.
So, पहले ऐसा था कि भेद था कि मेरे पुत्र में या उनके पुत्र में और कृष्ण में भेद था और कृष्ण ने उसकी ज्यादा उसकी प्रेम, लेकिन अभी ऐसा हुआ अभी दोनों के बीच में आपके नए पुत्र और कृष्ण से कोई भेद रहा नहीं, वही आसक्ति जो कृष्ण के प्रति है अभी यदि वो नए पुत्र के प्रति हो गया क्योंकि वो स्वयं जो पुत्र है वो कोई और नहीं कृष्ण के ही पिता।
एंड जनरली mothers have attraction for all children, but they have a special attraction for their own children. And however, the gopis in Vrindavan always had more attraction for Krishna. But due to the fact that Krishna had become their children in the form of their children, therefore there was no distinction. They had as much attraction for their own children as they had for Krishna. So in this way, things went on for almost a year. One day, the cows were grazing on Govardhan Hill. And Krishna and his friends were tending the calves below. On down from Govardhan Hill. And this incident took place at Govardhan just 4 or 5 days from completing 1 year from when Brahma had taken the calves and the cows. When the cows were on top of Govardhan Hill and they were eating the grasses, they saw their calves at the bottom of the hill. So, when the cows saw the calves at the bottom of the hill, they forgot everything. They stopped eating grass. They didn't care for the cowherd men. They just ran from the top of Govardhan to the bottom of Govardhan. Their tails were raised, and they were jumping, and even though the road was very rough, they didn't notice anything. They just ran for their calves. Now it's the business of the cowherd men to keep the calves and the cows separate. So, Krishna and his cowherd boyfriends were all at the age of 4 or 5 years old, just very young, and they would take care of the calves. And the men would take care of the cows and keep them separate. But the cows didn't care for anything. They just ran to their calves and began licking their bodies and feeding them the milk. And the cowherd men became very upset and very embarrassed. They were angry that the cows had gotten away, and they were embarrassed that they weren't able to control them.
So
Actually, the cows, these calves, were older. They had stopped drinking milk, and they were eating grass. And the cows had new calves that they were feeding milk. But even though they had smaller calves that were drinking the milk, and these were older calves, still they began to drink the milk. And so the cowherd men came running down from Govardhan Hill shouting and screaming. They were upset that the cows had broken loose. But when they got to the bottom of the hill, they saw their sons. And they forgot everything about the problem with the cows, and they began to take care of their sons. They began to embrace their sons and have great parental affection for their sons, and they smelt the head of their sons, and they had great loving affection. And after some time, and they forgot all about the problem with the cows, and after some time, they left their sons and went into the forest with the cows. But when they thought of their sons, they had tears coming to their eyes. So although the cowherd men were angry, they were upset, they were embarrassed, all of that went away as soon as they saw their sons and embraced them and had affection for them. And and Balaram, he was watching all of this. Actually, the day that Lord Brahma had taken the calves and the boys, that day was Balaram's birthday. And Rohini and Yashoda had kept him home. They didn't let him go that day to the forest with Krishna because they wanted to perform the various samskars for his birthday. So Balaram didn't know what happened.
Right?
And actually, you know, Krishna is the older brother. His older brother is Balaram. So he should have told Balaram what happened that day, but he didn't tell him. He's Dauji, right? Older brother. So how you cannot tell him? But the reason why Krishna didn't want to tell him is that actually Brahma couldn't really steal Krishna's cows or Krishna's boyfriend. But Krishna made a kind of Maya set of cows and boyfriends that Lord Brahma took.
So, this man, बात यह है कि ब्रह्मा जी ने अपनी ग्वाल बाल वस्त्रों को नहीं चुराए थे। कृष्ण ने अपनी जो माया माया शक्ति के द्वारा कुछ एक ग्वाल बाल वस्त्रों का एक सेट बनाया था, एक जुट बनाया था, जिनको ब्रह्मा ने चुराया था।
Just like Robin. Robin wanted to steal Sita to carry her away. But could he steal Sita? No. How could he steal Sita?
Ravan jo hai wo Sita ko apahan karna chahta. Kya wo Sita ko apahan kar paya? Nahi. Wo Sita ko apahan nahi kar paya.
So who did Robin steal?
Ravan ne kisko churaya?
The Maya Sita.
Maya Sita.
So just like that, Brahma actually didn't take the cowherd boys or the calves, but he took another set that Krishna made up by his maya.
So Krishna, Brahma ji ne ye jo asli gwal bal aur bachre humko nahi churaya tha, to Krishna ke dwara unki jo maya shakti ke dwara srishti kiya gaya ek naya bachre aur gwal balon ka jo jhund hai usko unhone churaya.
So just as Lord Ramchandra's expansion is Sita Devi. She is his expansion. And therefore, a demon could not steal her. In the same way, the cowherd boys and the calves are expansions of Krishna's Slandini Shakti. And therefore, a demigod, although powerful like Lord Brahma, still could not take them.
भगवान की शक्ति है सीता देवी, तो कोई असुर को स्पर्श कर सकता और कुछ चुरा नहीं सकता। उसी प्रकार बार बार बच्चे उससे भी है भगवान की अंतरंगा शक्ति के अंतर्गत आते हैं, इसलिए ब्रह्मा जी का कोई अधिकार नहीं उनको स्पर्श करने का, तो चुराने की क्या कहना।
So Krishna expanded himself and he was with the boys, his real friends, his boyfriends, Sudama, Sridham, Subal, he was with them the whole time. And the cap.
So Krishna apne aap aur ek vistar kiye the aur jabhi gwal bal bade unke saath mein wo lila kar rahe the.
But Balaram wasn't going to be with them. Krishna expanded himself to be with them, but Balaram wasn't going to be with them. So Krishna didn't want Balaram to suffer the separation from his friends, so he put him in the yoga maya.
तो कृष्ण ये चाहते थे कि बलराम जी जो है ग्वाल बालों का विरह का दुख का अनुभव ना हो, इसलिए बलराम जी को इस बात को उन्होंने नहीं कहा कि ब्रह्मा जी ने ग्वाल बाल वस्त्रों को चुराया था, मैं ग्वाल बाल वस्त्रों के साथ में रूप धारण किया और अपने आप को विस्तार किया करके।
But now Balaram's coming out of the yoga maya slowly.
और बलराम जी को योग माया के
So the first part, Balaram notices the great affection that the cows have for their calves, that the cowherd men have for the children, like the affection that they have for Krishna.
तो बलराम जी ने ये देखा कि जो गाय बछड़ों के बीच जो प्रेम है,
So he was thinking, where did this mystic power come from? Is it from the demigods? Or is it from some saints and sages that are testing us?
क्या ये जो कोई ऋषि मुनियों का कोई परीक्षा है हमारे ऊपर?
Or is it from some rakshasa magic that like Kansa sent so many times to try and kill us?
राक्षस का कोई जादू तो नहीं ना, क्योंकि कल हमको बहुत बार मारने के बहुत असुरों को भेजा था।
But then Balaram, he began to think. He said, well, wait a minute. No rakshasa, no sage or saintly person, or even a demigod, they can't bewilder me.
So, Balaram is thinking, like, any rakshas, or any devata, or any demigod, rishi muni, any person who has the ability to mohit karne ka is not me.
The only one that could do that is Krishna.
One person who can mohit me is Krishna.
And as he began to think, he said, actually, all of these cows are so much attracted to their calves, just like they're attracted to Krishna. And all these cowherd men are so much attracted to their children, just like they're attracted to Krishna. I can understand that these calves and these boys, they're actually Krishna. So then Balaram was completely out from the yoga maya, and he went to Krishna and he said, hey, I think these cows and these calves are all you. You've expanded yourself as these cows and these calves. Why did you do that?
So Balaram ji kiske paas gaye, unhone kaha pita ki ye aisa lagta hai ki Krishna ye batao ki isse bhi gwal gwal bachra hai ye sab tumhare hissa hai aur ye sab hissa tumne aisa kyon kiya batao.
So Krishna, being requested by his older brother Balaram Dauji, he explained each and everything what happened. So, after some time, Lord Brahma, he was thinking that I better return these boys and these calves. So he came to see Krishna again. And even though he just was gone for a moment, and he came back after his time for only a moment, that one moment of Lord Brahma turned out to be 1 year, according to earthly calculations. So when Lord Brahma came back, he saw there's Krishna after 1 year, exactly 1 year, but it was just a moment for him. There was Krishna. He had a lump of rice with yogurt and some fruit, and he was eating. And all his friends were there, and all the calves were there, and he was wondering, well, wait a minute, what have I got back here then? And he saw that the boys that and the calves he took, they're still there by his mystic yoga, they're sleeping. And then he went back and saw that Krishna was still with his calves and cowherd boys. And he thought, well, maybe Krishna is taking them away from there and putting them over here. Actually, Brahma became very bewildered. He saw that all the boys were exactly the same, and there were two sets, and he just couldn't figure it out how this was happening. He couldn't understand who were the real boys, or what was going on, how they were two sets, two different sets. He couldn't understand. He became completely bewildered. Because Lord Brahma wanted to mystify Lord Krishna, who's never mystified by anyone, he himself became completely bewilder. So, Sukadeva Goswami explains that Lord Brahma, trying to show his mystic powers in front of Krishna, was just like a glowworm in the daytime. In the night, glowworms, they have some little light when it's nighttime. But when it's day, they have in front of the sun's power of light, the glowworms, they mean nothing. So in this way, if someone tries to show their power in front of a more powerful person, then they become diminished. Now while Brahma was thinking like this, he was looking at Krishna and looking at the calves and the cowherd boys, and all of a sudden they all took a bluish form. So Krishna, Lord Krishna, by his unlimited powers, he displayed to Lord Brahma the Vishnu forms, all of his Vasudeva expansions, in the forearm form appeared as the cows and the calves and the cowherd boys.
So Brahma ji ko Krishna ne unke hi vistar vasudev vistar ye sare patre aur gwal gwal usne unhone dikhaya.
They were very brilliant, they were shining, and they had blackish forms like a monsoon cloud, and they had golden helmets. And each form had four arms with a club, a disc, a lotus flower, and a conch, and their feet were covered with tulsi leaves, and they had yellow garments, beautiful anklets, beautiful bracelets, they had ankle bells, and on their chest was the Kastuba jewel, and the chest was decorated with the Srivatsa.
So Sarishni Rupe, who just put Dharakyate, or Sankhya Sakhya, or Sundar Kirit, or Rakshasane, Kostub, or Gajanapa Sundar, Nupur, Payal, or Anekonego, Abhurishman Kedwara, Sajid, Bhagwan, Sishnike, Vasudev, Guru, Kedwara.
And they noticed that these forms were all being worshipped by devotees. And the word that is used by Sukadeva Goswami in the shloka is Bhuri Punyavad. And Bhuri Punyavad means they were offered prayers by devotees engaged in the greatest pious activities, worshipping the Supreme Lord by hearing and chanting, and so on. So the Vishnu forms were being worshipped by devotees that engaged in Bhuri Punyavad, great pious activities, or the hearing and chanting of the Lord. Now Krishna, Srila Prabhupada mentioned something interesting in the purport. And I'll read you. It's just the last paragraph, small paragraph. He said, in our Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan, there is a tamal tree that covers an entire corner of the courtyard. Everybody saw the tamal tree? Before there was a temple, the tree was lying neglected, but now it has developed very luxuriantly. This is an example of Bhuri Punyavad. Now it's an interesting story because Surabhi was constructing the temple, and Surabhi Prabhu wanted to cut the tree so he could build the temple. And Srila Prabhupada said, no, keep the tree. So Surabhi was saying, no, Srila Prabhupada, the roots and the foundation, and he was giving so many excuses why we had to cut this tree. And Srila Prabhupada said, nothing doing. Don't cut that tree. Whatever it is, you keep the tree. So, later on, after the temple was constructed, the tree was there. The tree began to show some signs of disease and began to dwindle. So they came to Srila Prabhupada and said, the tree is, now it's going, now we can cut it? Prabhupada said, no. He said, what you do is, every day, the water that they use to clean the paraphernalia, the artik paraphernalia, you keep that water, and you put it on the tree. In those days, we weren't using vim powder to clean everything. They would take the ashes from the cooking. They're cooking with koila. They'd take those ashes mixed with a little bit of sand, and they would clean the didi paraphernalia. So that water they were putting on the tree. And amazingly, after a very short time, the tree began to show green leaves and it was okay. So, who is that tamal tree? We don't know. Only Srila Prabhupada knows. But Srila Prabhupada says very clearly, this is a sign of Bhuri Punya. So these Vishnu forms were very attractive to Lord Brahma, and they had their sidelong glances, and the glance of the Lord was increasing the desires of their devotees.
So, दृष्टि है उससे बहुत प्रेत होके और प्रेत सेवा कर रहे हैं.
And it was as if it was increasing the modes of passion and goodness in the devotees. Actually, the word used in the verse is raja or passion, but actually the glances of the forms of Vishnu were increasing the affection of the devotees. In the material world, when there's affection, it increases the modes of rajas and tamas.
So, bhautik jagat mein jo prem hota hai ya asakti hota hai, wo
right? That's why husband and wife are always fighting. The affection part lasts for about 2 years. And then 25, 30 years of fighting. Ekine. So whatever Srila Prabhupada says is right, right? This material affection leads to passion and tamas.
So ye jo bhautik aasakti hai wo bina rajas se rajas se dheere dheere se tamas ki ho jata hai.
But in the spiritual world, the affection that Krishna has for the devotees and the devotees have for Krishna, that affection is in shuddha sattva. It's in pure goodness, and therefore there's no rajas and there's no tamas. The affection for the Lord brings the devotee the desire to do more for the pleasure of the Lord. So Srila Prabhupada, again, he, you know, when he was translating this part of the Bhagavatam, he was living, you know, he was in Vrindavan, he was indisposed. But just before that, every day Srila Prabhupada would be carried on the palanquin to the courtyard of the Krishna Balaram temple, and he would sit under the tamal tree and see Krishna Balaram and Radhasham Sundar Gornitai, and he would listen to kirtan every day.
So Prabhupada was in a palanquin.
So Srila Prabhupada explains here in the purport that, you know, a devotee had a desire. Of course he was speaking about himself, but he said a devotee had a desire that in this empty place there should be a temple.
So Prabhupada
and although that was just a, you know, an empty field, it became a place of pilgrimage, Prabhupada says. And Prabhupada explained, such are the desires of the devotee. Now, we're not devotees like that. That simply because we desire something, Krishna does it. But somehow or another, Srila Prabhupada saw fit to have some mercy on us. He interceded on our behalf to Lord Krishna to let them do some devotional service. And even though we're not qualified, Srila Prabhupada requested Lord Krishna to let them do some buddhi punyavad. So just like in Vrindavan, it was an empty land, and now it's a place of pilgrimage where many people come and see Krishna, they hear the holy name of Krishna, and they take Krishna prasadam. By the desire of Srila Prabhupada, Krishna's pure devotee. So in the same way, we request, we pray to Srila Prabhupada, everyone should pray to Srila Prabhupada, that we can finish this temple just like Krishna. A temple is finished by Krishna, it's not by our efforts. We can work as hard as we like and go nowhere, and then all of a sudden it becomes manifest and we realize that it's Krishna. So we really want the devotees to pray to Srila Prabhupada, especially on this Janmashtami day, that this temple can be manifested so that Radha Giridhari and Lord Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Gornitai have a nice place. It happens by the power of Krishna, not by our own power. So if we pray on this auspicious day of Sri Krishna Janmashtami to Srila Prabhupada and to Lord Krishna, and if they're pleased, then the temple can manifest. So Lord Brahma is seeing these Vishnu forms, and they're being worshipped by all moving and non-moving living entities, and he became more and more amazed. All the mystic cities took forms and were worshipping Lord Vishnu. The 24 material elements were worshipping Vishnu. And Lord Brahma saw that time and our own natures and sanskars and desire and karma and the three modes of material nature, they were also subordinate to the Supreme Lord. And that these forms of Vishnu were beyond the influence of time. And even the jnanis who studied the Upanishads could not fully understand them. So in this way, Lord Brahma became more and more attracted. He was stunned and he was astonished. And you know, his own consciousness was diminished. And then he couldn't see anything. And after that, then Lord Krishna removed his mystic potencies. And again, Lord Brahma saw simply the trees and the birds and the Jamuna and the banks along the Jamuna in Vrindavan. And Lord Brahma immediately got down from his swan plane. You know, it's stated that the demigods never touch the ground. But Lord Brahma, out of a display of intense humility, he got down on the ground, got off his swan carrier, and he fell at the feet of Lord Krishna.
So, Brahmaji, aise kaha jata hai, devtagan jo hai, wo kisi log ke zameen ko sparsh nahi karte, upar hi unka rehta hai, unka sangar, unka desh sparsh nahi karta hai. Ye Brahmaji niche utre, uske vaas se, aur Bhagwan ke charan ke upar gir pade.
He would stand up and again fall down at the feet of Krishna.
So, wapas unhe Brahmaji wapas gir pade.
And he was crying. Now, from all four of his faces where tears were coming, all of his eyes. And Lord Krishna raised him and embraced him, and Lord Brahma dried his eyes from the tears.
So Krishna Brahmaji ko uthaya, usko aalingan kiya, to Brahmaji ne aapko uthaya.
And then Lord Brahma, who has actually all knowledge, he was appreciating how this, the absolute truth, is simply taking the position of a small child and enjoying with his friends and calves in Vrindavan.
So, abhi Brahma ji jo sare jo kehta hai, abhi unko ye baat samajh aaya ki kis prakar swayam parabrahma
And there was Krishna again with his lump of rice, yogurt, with the fruit mixed in it, in his left hand, and Lord Brahma began to offer prayers. So some commentators say, well, maybe Krishna was left-handed. Because he always had the lump of fruit in his left hand. But this Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said, no, Krishna wasn't left-handed. But just if you take something, you hold it in your left hand and you eat it with your right hand. Right? And that's what Krishna was doing. So who can understand the wonderful pastimes of Lord Krishna? Shri Krishna Bhagavan ki. Shri Krishna Bhagavan Janmashtami Mahotsav ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna.